Lee. Just
we've tackled some wonderfully difficult concepts. I don't know if those are difficult concepts. Interesting.
We talked about some things.
We talked about things today in WMFO.
Stuff keeps going. World keeps moving.
The world turns. Thank you for listening. This has been Anything Is Possible with James Gregoire, Ryan Bird, and Brian Jerf. Thank you for your listening ship.
Peace.
Peace out.
Have a good one.
Have a good time. WMFO 91.5, Freeform Radio. We did it. See you later.
Anyone feeling the wick?
I'm feeling the wick.
real. The pain you feel. The life, the love you die to heal. The hope that starts the broken heart. You trust, you must confess. And some won't get it a best. The best, the best, the best of you. With some won't get it a best. The best, the best, the best of you. I've got another confession, my friend. I'm your.
WMFO, Medford.
Had to walk on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. Outside the house of blues, I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that and it seems so far, but tonight it could all be. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Headspur up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our stranging, ringing, singing ways.
Yes, this is WMFO. What's happening? I am Mike.
I am Aaron.
Dave Crespo.
Yes, and we just heard Cheap Guitars. And
by Dalton and the Sheriffs.
Yes. We're going to do a dedication to Patty, the mystery lady of the North Shore, song for her. And then we're going to be back with Dave at the hour here. And he's going to tell us what's going on with Porch Fest, and he'll recap it in. And later on, we're going to have, and shortly after that, we're going to have Rusted Bucket. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Lily Black.
Go right to the dedication.
Holding you, you holding me. Everyone could see we were in ecstasy. Making love against the wall. Feeling very small when we didn't need to be. Ease it now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come too. Oh, my darling, help me please. When I'm without you, I fall down and graze my knees. I look so funny and I feel sad. Your love is all I've ever had. So please don't tease. Ease it now. Don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that today and no tomorrow. Could it be I had to borrow someone new? I know that I'm the one to blame, but all the same, there must be something you can do. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you.
Yeah, that was for Patty, our mystery lady of the North Shore, a special dedication. Now, before we have Rusted Bucket Band in, and later Lily Black, we are going to pass this over to Dave Crespo.
So, April, May 13th, Porch Fest is happening. There's a lot of different porches that are going to be infiltrated by musicians in Somerville, but specifically at 9 Berkeley Street, Berkeley, it's spelled like. We're having a showcase. It's going to be broadcast on Facebook Live, but you should come down. About like 10 bands are playing the Rupert Selection, my band The Dead Air, Miss Geo, lots of bands, food, drink, get there. It's going to be fun. 9 Berkeley Street. It's called Berkeley 9. It's going to be awesome.
And they have Facebook pages, and you have pages.
Yeah, yeah.
Links, what are they?
You can check out The Dead Air at facebook.com/TheDeadAirBNB. And you just look up Berkeley 9. Berkeley is how you spell it. And that's you'll find all the information brought to you by Land Solutions and Solar Flare. Should check those guys out.
That should be great.
But it's going to be broadcast on Facebook. So if you don't want to indulge in the free food and drink, you can watch it all from the comfort of your phone or couch or whatnot.
Yeah.
May 13th, 9 Berkeley
Love
Street.
It. Yeah. That's great. And we're going to recap that at the bottom of the hour again.
Yeah.
And I hope you hang with us here for a little bit. And we're going to play a song, and we're going to have the Rusted Bucket Band in next. Any second now. Technology.
Do it!
What technology? Here we go. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Good day, good day.
How are you?
We have okay. Rusted Bucket Band in the studio.
We got Noah and Russ.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks nice for having us.
Thanks for having us. Always fabulous to be at MFO.
Well, that's always a great thing.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. I was here, gosh, Michael, what was it? was the day Alan Goodrich got married, so it was like 2 years ago.
Fabulous. For those of you that don't know Alan Goodrich, he's the amazing drummer of the Baker Thomas Band and many other things.
Yeah.
And Russell, you recently had something lovely happen in your life, didn't you?
I did.
What happened?
I had the arrival of my firstborn child. I have a son who is 10 weeks and a couple days old. Isaiah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. Yeah. It's a game changer.
Are you feeling that that affects your musical life? And
are you running this
interview?
No, it does. It does. Of course, it does. If nothing else, it realigns timelines and priorities and things like that.
Sleep.
Sleep's been okay. Surprisingly, I have a good kind of rhythm with the partner. My child's mother, Kelly, is great and. For instance, this record, our first, the Russet Bucket Band's debut record, which we're talking a little bit about today, it probably would have been out a while ago had I not had a little soul to come into the world with and prepare.
And now you have a lot of inspiration.
But that's more of a reason.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's amazing. It's a game changer. It's transcendent. It's beautiful. It really is. I mean, it's all those things. It sounds cliche to say like that, but it's a beautiful thing, and so and in a way it was actually kind of a motivator to push along some of the recording we had done. We started working on this record with Dave Westner at Willie Mammoth Sound a couple years ago, and had some great people involved: Lawrence Scudder on viola, Dana Price on fiddle. The whole Ballroom Thieves team came in and did a really cool prologue to one of our songs, Last Chance. And then I kind of had to put it on pause for a little bit of personnel changes and kind of letting the songs develop for a while. And then deciding on when to book the studio dates kind of ended up lining up with the impending arrival of my son, and we got all the tracks recorded before he came, and then I kind of decided to take a breath and wait to release until September. So it's nice, we have the summer to kind of get used to having him in the crew and get ready to have a really fun release show sometime in September. So we're working on booking a venue now and whatnot. But
so you've got two new releases.
Yeah, one is
one is a definite success and priceless, and the other one you hope to get that same place with your record.
Yeah, one's kind of already, it's in the can. I don't think it's changing. You know?
the other one's constantly changing.
Constantly changing.
So,
but
since I just met you, gentlemen, give me a little bit of background history of music you listen to, how you got into what you play, and why you love what you do.
That's a good multi-layered question. You're a pro. You've been doing this for a minute.
Massachusetts, a New England minute, not a New York minute.
Yeah, fair enough. Should I be speaking closer? Noah's adjusting my microphone. I solely play music because of Noah Maltzberger, who's with me here to my right. Music for me was something I connected strongly with very young. You know, I had one of my earliest memories is having one of those like Fisher Price toys, and if you hit a certain button, you heard that melody line from, what is it, Fair Elise, you know? And I can remember sitting there and just hitting it again and again as like a little man, you know, thinking like it was so, I didn't know what melancholic meant at the time, but it just was so beautiful. And as I grew up and was in elementary school and stuff, I associated a lot of life processing through music and just kind of constantly was listening. And I remember wanting to play drums when I was 5 years old, and my parents wouldn't let me because it was too loud and expensive and big. And eventually I started on like saxophone, and then they got me into guitar lessons, which was awesome. I think late elementary school, which I did intermittently these lessons for a while. And that teacher was cool. He really diversified what was going into my ears. He was kind of a burnout Berkeley hippie dude, and put me through the whole classic rock regiment and got me into Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and you know, the whole nine, made sure I wasn't just falling into the grunge scene music of the day. And then my sister was worried I'd be a total jerk because I was an athlete and listening to rock and roll music. And so she made sure I was inundated with all the folk stuff of the day, the Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell.
Sisterly duties.
Yeah, the Indigo. She got me into the Indigo Girls and James Taylor and, you know, the whole nine, which was cool. And that kind of rounded me out. And that's what got an acoustic guitar into my hands, which was the only guitar I had for a long time. All through college and early professional years. And I was in institutional investments right out of college, and that brought me out, a career opportunity brought me out to San Francisco. And what a great place to be, and in so many ways, and particularly from musical lineage as well. And at the time I was out there, I really was diving back into a lot of those bands from back in the day, and I totally got the hooks came back in from the band. I got kind of obsessed, and I think I've watched Last Waltz a few thousand times.
Yeah, great.
And that kind of linked up with me being dissatisfied with the career I was in, and deciding to step off and just kind of play guitar a little bit. And I was busking, and people used to say, "Where's your next show?" And I was like, "Yeah, right here, man." And I used to shoot pool over at the Plow and Stars on Clement Street. And one day I asked Sean, the owner, if I could do some singing there, and he hired me to do a monthly residency, and that's kind of how it kicked in. The whole identity as a professional musician, which is a nebulous way to look at yourself sometimes. Through a confluence of personal events, I ended up back in Boston in the fall of 2011, and in the spring of 2012, and I was taking a little break from music and just trying to sort out some life details. And while I was in that process, I ended up at a place called Right Turn to help me kind of line things up and get my head on straight. It's a creative recovery program Woody Giesman founded. And I met a guy named Greg Desimone, and he and I started playing music together. And that eventually turned into getting hired to play at the 1369 Coffee House 20th anniversary party. And we had fun with it, and we decided to keep moving with it, and that's how the Russet Bucket Band kind of came together. And so initially it was just me and Greg, and we had a bass player, this girl, Ali Piccarello, who was great. And I really wanted a lead guitar player, and this is where Noah kind of comes in, because I saw him. He's a long-standing Boston talent in high demand and highly respected Mr. Malzberger here. And at the time, he was playing lead guitar in the Baker Thomas Band, which has a Thursday night residency over at the Toad. And I really, really liked his playing a lot.
Too kind.
And I wrote him this long handwritten note one night. It's probably 3 years ago. And I was courting him with all my flattering words.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anything. And then like 2 weeks later, I got this diatribe back of why he wouldn't do it. But it was really thoughtful and nice, and then I've slowly over time, I think this is maybe the third time he's come and played with me. So in my heart, he's definitely part of the Russet Bucket Band, but he's really a fill-in player.
Russell came onto the scene in Somerville, Cambridge area a couple of years ago, and really he's brought a lot of color and a lot of energy to the situation that a lot of other people don't bring. And all of us are, of course, looking forward to seeing what he's going to continually bring out as time moves ahead. So that's just a fact. And so, you know, right back at you there, buddy.
And what about yourself?
Oh, myself. Well, you know, I'm only here in a assistance capacity today.
Come on.
So,
well, but
you got us. We got
let's
time
let's
to
hear
kill,
your
man.
Background.
My background. Well, you know, I'm a Boston area born and bred musician who, just like many people, you know, started out, you know, finding his mother's guitar and sitting on his side of his bed when he was a you know, little kid, and you know, finding himself completely, you know, amazed by this thing, you know, and that's pretty much the beginning of the story, and I can tell a lot later, but you know, I think the only thing I'd forward out to anyone listening would be to remember, you know, whether or not you're a big pop star or a classical musician who's achieved everything or just a starting out musician, always remember, you know, technical and pop and business pursuit is wonderful, but always remember that feeling you had when you put a key on a piano or pressed a key on a piano or hit a string on a guitar or anything, and you had that sense of completely unfiltered and unexpected amazement. That's like the thing. That's probably the thing I could always bring anyone back to.
That pitchfork in your stomach.
Just like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, that's always the thing that you want to come back around to musically. So that's all I got to say today, really.
I like that.
Well, one thing we normally say is, you know, support local music.
Yes, yes.
Artists of all kind, whether you're a author or a painter or a musician, or if you're a writer. I mean, when you gentlemen write, how do you go about it, and what would be your advice for those who want to get into the profession, whether as a writer, a singer, you know?
Creative advice. You know, this is just coming from a very undisciplined approach, which is kind of how I've kind of found my way so far.
Don't sell yourself short, man.
No. I mean, well, some people get up every day and they break out a pen and paper and they spend an hour. You know what I mean? They're like Dylan. You know?
Yeah, but you're in love with music.
That's of course, yeah. Right. But that, to my point is, my approach would be a little more haphazard, but what it would boil down to on a creative side is coming to that core integrity of whatever cathartic element you're working through, mm-hmm. and then sticking with that and letting that run its course rather than trying to package something.
Yeah, that's good advice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When we get too much in our head about it, I think is when we get in the way, or it gets, you know, dicey.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely great.
And WMFO, I can't say enough. I've been here a few times, and you guys are just, like you said, support. You always support local music.
Totally support local
music. Almost unheard of these days, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we love having bands in here. Bands up at WM. I have bands in all the time.
It's in Salem, right? Your
yes.
other show?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very important, because without the support of the local culture, bands and otherwise, what do we have?
Yeah,
that's right.
Politics, and we don't want that.
Nope.
We want something to get away from it and enjoy and learn that, you know what? It's good to have some fun.
Absolutely.
So
what are we going to hear?
Well, 1 second. Our number is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We'll be back with Rusted Bucket in one moment.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello. Oh, wow. Look at that. I put the headphones on. That's amazing.
Welcome right. back to What's Happening.
One, two.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Dave.
I'm Russell.
My name's Noah.
And you guys are?
Rusted Bucket Band. We're here to talk a lot about our upcoming debut record.
We might even play some music.
We might even play a song. But you were asking about influences, and so as I mentioned, I was really into the band back in California, and then around that same time, I kind of re-caught the Wilco bug, and that's stuck with me. And we were talking before the break about how I have a motorcycle outside, how I have a newborn son, when we were waiting his arrival, his mother went ahead and got 3-day passes to the Solid Sound Festival as our first family vacation. So we'll play a Wilco song because they host that festival. If that's okay with you guys, here's Passenger Side.
For the last
We can do another song. All right, here's a song. It's kind of like the lead single off our upcoming record for the rest of Bucket Band. It's called Dear Liza. I co-wrote it with Tony Savarino, who was instrumental.
He's a great musician.
I
had him up at WMW, and a matter of fact...
Oh, good. With Ruby, you know, or Savtones or someone else?
No, by himself. And a matter of fact, we do want to send out a... our thoughts to him, condolences on the loss of his mom.
Yeah, she was an amazing artist, a wonderful woman. And yeah, Tony, we love you, and we miss having your mom around. But
King Savarino.
It was a beautiful service, too. I was at the service, Buddhist chants.
We also want to put our condolences out to Brian Sullivan, the drummer from the Brigands. His mother just passed away.
Yeah.
Right on, yeah.
Got another song for us?
Yeah, we'll play Dear Liza, and we'll give Tony a lot of love for making this record really come alive with me, because I wrote this one with him. Alright. That's so good. But there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, dear Liza, hole in the bucket, my love. A hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. It's a hole in the bucket of love. And Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a bale of water. Jill came down with another man. And Jack stood up and frowned, he shook his head and then he sighed. I guess that's just the way that I am. Cause there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. A hole in the bucket, my love. A hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket of love. And I need a vacation. Crazy relations, all these stories in my mind, I just keep losing.
Liza, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket of love. And Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, he's feeling grumpy, till he looked on up at the sky. He fell back, cracked his head, watched his brain bleed out. He said, I guess that I'm gonna die. Cause there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. A hole in the bucket, my love. A hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket of love. And we need a vacation from these crazy relations. All these stories. Bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza, a hole in the bucket, my love. A hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket of love. Well, there's a hole, dear Liza. There's a hole, my love. There's a hole, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket of love.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you give us one more quick one before you leave?
Yeah, sure.
And, well, actually, I always, it's a little bit of a curveball, you know, especially being a Boston sports town, right?
Uh-huh.
Is there a song you guys have always wanted to play together that you've never played together that you'd like to play now?
Yeah. We'll do that to Noah. I don't know if Noah even knows this song.
Just tuning slightly off mic, so don't mind me. Go ahead.
I don't think Noah even knows what this. I don't know if he's ever even heard this song in his life. But I don't know. It's a weird little world.
You want me to play it?
No, it's good. No. He doesn't get that kind of. He doesn't get that kind of hall pass.
Hey man, you know.
Actually, to quote Tony Savarino, something that is really important to Noah is to ask him why is discomfort so important and to remind him this is an opportunity for spiritual growth. That's a Tony Savarino quote. But yeah, anyway, with the world being a weird little place, I found this song to be very therapeutic in the last year or so. If you walk away, I'll walk away. First tell me which road you'll take, cause I don't wanna risk our paths crossing someday. So you walk that way, I'll walk this way. And the future hangs over our heads, and it moves with each current event, till it falls all around like a cold steady rain. Please stay in when it's looking this way. And the moon, she's hanging low in the sky, forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalks hold diamonds like a jewelry store case. They argue, walk this way, no, walk this way. And Laura, she's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, dreamed you carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, please come near. And there's kids, they're playing guns in our street. One keeps pointing his tree branch at me. So I put up my hands, I say enough is enough. If you walk away, man, I'll walk away. And then he shot me dead. I found a liquid cure for these landlocked blues. It'll pass away like a slow parade. It's leaving, but I don't know how soon. And this world's got me dizzy again. You think after growing so old,
I'd be used to the spin. It only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm always pacing around or driving away. I keep drinking the ink from my pen, and I'm balancing history books up on my head. It all boils down to one quotable phrase: if you love something, give it away. A good woman, she'll pick you apart. A box full of suggestions for your possible heart. You may be offended, man, I know I was afraid. But don't walk away, don't walk away, don't walk away. We made love on the living room floor, with the noise in the background of a fake televised war. In the deafening pleasure, I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, man, they'll walk away. Oh, but greed is a bottomless pit. Our freedom's a joke, we're just taking a piss. And the whore must watch the sad comic display. If you're free, you better start running away, 'cause we're coming for ya. Every child, once you've died from the shackles of language and measurable time, then we can trade places, play musical graves. Till then, don't walk away, don't walk away. And I'm up at dawn, I'm putting on my shoes. Oh, I wanna make, but I don't know where to. I said I wanna make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to.
A little landlocked blues for you, Bright Eyes. Thanks so much for having us, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we'll keep you updated as things progress. And you will be one of the first, very first, to get the Rusted Bucket Band record, which will be soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, MFO all awesome. The way.
And go to Porch Fest. That thing's rad. We're playing Porch Fest in Arlington, which is the second year they're doing it. It's in June. And thanks so much.
It's everywhere this year. So yeah, Porch Fest, Somerville Porch Fest. There's a specific showcase going down called Berkeley 9 at 9 Berkeley Street. It is right above Union Square. Starts from 12 until 7 p.m. The Rupert Selection's playing, The Dead Air, Miss Geo, and so many more. Free food, drink. It's going to be broadcast over Facebook Live May 13th. Berkeley 9, brought to you by Land Solutions and Solar Flare. Thanks for having me here.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
And thank you, Rust the Bucket.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Brought you t-shirts.
We'll see you right after.
Yeah.
Play CD.
Yep.
Not anymore. You got me. Hey, hey.
Ayo.
Hello.
Lily from Lily Black here.
Bobby from Lily Black.
And I'm Liam from Lily Black.
And we're here to talk about some upcoming shows. We are playing Porch Fest this year again in Somerville on the 13th, 40 Peterson Ave from 2 to 4. So last year was amazing, so hopefully this year is just the same. And it was great, and we're super excited for that. And we also have on the 6th, so this Saturday, we have a show in Worcester put on by Punk Cake. It's like this punk cake punk prom thing at WCUW from 7 to 11. We're the first band going on, and then there's two other bands, O'Toole's and Michael Caine and the Morning Afters. They're playing as well. So we hope that it's going to be an awesome show. It's kind of far. It's in Worcester, but, you know, we're hoping it goes great. So, yeah.
Glad you can come in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for squeezing us in, end of the hour.
Yeah.
You do it really well.
Oh, yeah. We're actually super, super surprised and happy with the reports that we've got. From all the like stations that have been like picking it up and playing stuff, which it's just, I don't know, for me it's like, it's crazy and it's kind of a dream because I never thought like I'd be on, played at all on a radio.
It's so really cool.
It's really awesome.
It's really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So as we wind down the show here, it's always important to support local music and stuff like that. And hopefully, probably within a year or so, we'll see you in the Battle of the Bands or the Rumble or something like that. Hey, you guys, any future plans? We got about a minute to go on the show. Can you tell us?
We hopefully plan a tour soon. We're probably going to do more shows over the summer.
Yeah, we're probably going to spread out and do more gigs in further locations.
Yeah, kinda I think like we're doing one on... I think it's in May or June. I think it's June. Sally's.
Yeah, we're playing Sally O'Brien's in June.
Which is awesome. That's like our little home. June 3rd. We're so bad at dates. We're also probably going to start working on our next EP, next song. So, yeah. 40 Peterson Ave.
40 Peterson Ave for Porch Fest.
Thank you guys so much for having us. We are Lily Black, and you're listening to What's Happening on WMFO.
Thank you.
Terrific.